Hey, Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living Live today, and I was thinking coming into the studio talking about marriage. We want to talk about marriage. I was thinking those of you who are what I refer to as head people, bottom line, analytical, give me the facts. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. That's kind of the way you process life is right here at that level. And you're married to a heart person, and you just can't figure them out. Sometimes it drives you up the wall. They seem to you too emotional, overly sensitive, illogical. And maybe you're that heart person married to that head person. You think they don't get it. They don't understand me. They don't listen to me. They don't connect at the emotional level. And we can't forget what we call the hand person around here. Those of us who have checklists, love to get things done. Life is about what do I get done by the end of the day? And you're exhausted. And you're married to one of these other head or heart type people, and you're finding it a little difficult at times. Now, obviously, we're a little bit of all, and that's what God intended. I'll talk a little bit later about why this happened, that we got messed up and we don't have a balance between head, heart, and hand. But if you tend to be primarily a head person married to that heart person, how do you deal with that? What is one thing that's helped you? Or maybe you're the heart person today, and you're married to a person who just is not aware of the emotions, the sensitivities of life. What's one thing that's helped you? Here's why we're doing this. We got marriages that end because of this. We got marriages that fail because people don't get over the hurdle of saying they're different than I am. They process the world differently than I do. What one thing has helped you? If you're a heart person married to a head person, or head person married to a heart person, or the hand person, if you're involved, hey, what's helped you? Give me a call. Maybe you got a question on this. Big topic. Lot of significant impact in marriage. Let's go. The phone lines are open. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Now, I tend to be, on the head, heart, hand thing, I tend to be more on the head side. Bottom line, analytical, give me the facts. When I'm with people that love to go through all of the steps to get you to the bottom line, I have to smile a lot and thank you, Jesus, give me patience, because I just want to give me the bottom line here. What are the facts? Drives me nuts when I hear things in the news today and you see people spinning information and they're trying to bring emotion into it and really missing sometimes the facts. What are the facts? Let's deal with the facts. If you're a head person, maybe you can relate. If you're a head person and you're married to a heart person and you didn't pay attention, you weren't listening, you missed them, and they say to you, come on now, listen, they say to you, you never listen to me. You know what you're thinking as a head person? That's not true. Last Thursday, I listened to you. Missing the whole, I chuckle because we miss the whole point, don't we? And for heart people, you're feeling like, hey, they just don't understand. Maybe even to the point of saying they don't care. You view life through this emotional awareness that God has wired you with. I see this in my conferences. The emotionally aware heart person can come into a conference and you're aware of what other people are experiencing. You kind of see couples and you say, hey, I think that couple's struggling over there, hurting. You feel life. And to the head person you're married to or the hand person, they're saying, hey, you know, it's just illogical. And then come on, hand people, if you're that what I call the hand person, which really means your bottom line, getting it done. That's the big job. You got to get it done. Where a head person, we can be a little more philosophical, you know. Donna says to me, the garbage has got to go out. And I'm thinking, why do we have garbage? You know, she said, get the garbage out to the street. Bottom line. All right. We chuckle on this. We can have some fun and learn, but I'd love to hear one thing. First of all, identify, what are you primarily? Are you primarily a heart person, primarily a hand person, getting things done? Bottom line. I mean, that's your goal. Don't get in my way. If there's a project that needs to get done, I'm going to get it done. Or are you primarily a heart person where you are sensitive, you're aware of the emotions, you work through the emotions of your life, and then as a head person, more analytical, bottom line, sometimes seeming insensitive to other people, focusing on facts. All right, 888-888-1717 is my phone number today, and this head person would love to hear your story. Maybe you want to speak to people like me today, head people, bottom line. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. At the end of this half hour, here's my goal, that we can become a little more sensitive. And in a moment when I come back, I want to tell you how this has become a problem. Where did this begin to be an issue in life between head, heart, and hand? Why can't we just get it all together? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Quick break. I'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
There's going to be a season in our life when there's going to be joy. There's going to be a season when we have grief. We can't get through a lifetime without loss and death and grief. And here's a real point for this lesson this month, is that you and I live our lives in the space between these two realities. We tend to grow, not when things are happy and successful and full. You and I grow in life when we're going through grief and death and failure and sadness and emptiness. Hey, listen, I know I just heard that's a clip from my teaching. I said, well, that's kind of a downer. But, you know, the reality is we tend to learn in the tough times. It's not when we're on, you know, it's not when we're on the top of the mountain, everything is going great. We don't learn as much there as we do through the difficulties of life. And this month, my teaching for our membership group, those who are part of the community of intentional living, is on this topic of resiliency. And, you know, we're getting closer to the end of the month. I'd love to have it come to you as well, inviting you to come and be a part of the Intentional Living community with us. Your monthly support allows us to do this. And for everyone who joins us with an additional single love gift to help us here in this month of May as a listener-supported ministry, we're also sending the ebook, audiobook, Your Salvation Assured is Assured, a very positive, very helpful, encouraging resource for you. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Head and heart. I'll tell you a little bit about where all this, I think, really started to become an issue, a real problem. But first, we got our lines are jammed, so we want to get to your calls. Kathy starts us out in Michigan. Hey, Kathy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing well. This head person is ready to go. Tell me about your story.
Well, I've been married to my husband for about 13 years. Gosh, now I have to think about it. Yeah, 13 years. And I'm very much a heart person. I've always been pretty emotional, fairly sensitive. He is very much a problem solver. So it's kind of like yourself, it sounds like. Logical, let's think through it, let's fix the problem.
Well, we like to fix your problems.
Right.
that's our purpose is to, every heart person has a problem we can fix if they would just listen to us, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, this was kind of difficult because I would come to him with an emotion, and in my heart and in my brain, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to share with him and he's going to tell me it's all going to be okay. And that's not what happened. He would be more like, well, what about this? And what about that? And finally we had to come to this place where we had a few conversations. And that's kind of what I'm advocating or trying to share today, is that I think if you just sit down in a time when you're not emotional and you actually honestly talk with each other about, okay, when I'm coming to you with this, you know, I was honest with him and just said, I feel like you're trying to fix me or fix things. And that's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I need or what I want in that moment. And he honestly shared with me, well, I thought that that's what you did want. And I, you know, I'm just, that's how I'm trying to help you. And so, you know, just trying to see each other's side of the coin, so to speak, and then coming at it from a place of understanding. When we came at a conversation later on, he would say, okay, is this a time when you want me to just listen, or is this something? And I actually have come, I think, a little bit further in realizing, okay, there's actually times when I'm like, can you help me solve this problem?
That's good.
But, you know, and or flip side, okay, I really don't want you to solve this right now. I just want to share with you how I feel. And so, and that has helped us tremendously, just that communication
yeah.
piece.
Well, it's understanding each other, and I think that's a good way of doing it. Do you want me to share an idea with you, or you want me to just listen? That's a good way of helping the head person who feels frustrated. Like, I can think of 2 things, 3 things, 5 things to fix your problem right now. That's the way we figure out as a head person. Andrew, I bet you're a head person over there. Engineer, he's fixing. I mean, you can see problems. You could just see it in his eyes when there's a problem. Call Andrew. He's going to come and fix your problem. You try to take that home to your family? It's easy to do, isn't it? It's easy to take that problem-solving thing into the home. But that's a good advice, Kathy. Just say, hey, I just want you to listen. You don't have to fix anything. Head person, bite your tongue, shut up, listen. All right? But that's not easy to do. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Very helpful from Michigan. Let's go to Angie. Hi, Angie. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Another heart person, huh?
Yes.
All right. Tell us your story here.
Well, I am very in tune with people's emotions. I also like all of the details. My husband likes the bottom line, and he is hyper-focused on whatever the task is at hand. So, which can be irritating if you're a heart person, and I'm sure it is. For him, it's irritating because he's not a heart person. So, we've been married for almost 19 years, and really, the biggest thing that has helped us is a shift in mindset that happened probably at about year 5. So the first years tended to be rough. But it was when we became aware and decided to be intentional about staying acutely aware that God put us together because our differences and our strengths and weaknesses bring balance to each other and to our family, to our kids. So it's easy to be annoyed at what your spouse does differently than you. At first, you're attracted to that. And then once you get married and are with them all the time, it becomes really irritating. but when you can kind of shift your mindset and think, okay, he thinks differently than me, but what's great about that is he is a project finisher. He gets things done. That allows me to kind of lean in to the smaller details and the pausing for people and their stories and those kinds of things. And likewise, because he is not wired to lean in to some of those things, I help bring him balance in that area too, because he doesn't want to just be someone who's not paying attention yeah. and doesn't care. He's just not wired that way. So mm-hmm. When we start getting irritated, we try to take a step back and think, okay, God designed us this way, and he is bringing us balance in this way. And so it isn't really about the other person is trying to be irritating. It's just that's how they're wired. And then the other big thing is knowing that our spouse is not created to fulfill every single one of our needs. So if I need to go into a lot of details, I can either do that with God or I can do that with one of my girlfriends. And that really alleviates a lot of pressure for him to be someone that he is not.
Yeah. And it's something, it's opportunity for those of us that are head people who like the bottom line. We like to get to that, to be more sensitive that the person we're married to may need to go through step A, B, C, D, and E to get to F, you know, and that's, you're already at F. You're ready to go on to the next point because it cuts both ways. Good reminder. Thank you, Angie from Michigan. If you just joined us, we're talking about psychologically, relationally, personality-wise, We all have head, heart, and hand. We're thinking beings, right? We're emotional beings, and we're also doing beings. I mean, we got hands. We're about doing things. And one of the things that we know is that that balance between head, heart, and hand is not perfect. We have all three, and obviously we live in all three of those areas. But let's face it, some of us are fat heads. I mean, we got big heads. That's a better way of putting it, right? Sorry, kids. Big heads, you know? Some of you have big hearts and smaller heads. And some of you have big hands, you know? Get it done. Now, we know where this can lead. It can lead to frustration. If we overthink, it can lead to procrastination. If we overdo without the thinking part, it can lead to weariness in our life. If it's emotions, it can lead to all sorts of things if it's out of balance. God's intention was perfection between head, heart, and hand. And here's what happened. If you go to Genesis chapter 3, when there was the fall of man, there was the fall, sin occurred. We see that three things happened. You can read for yourself in the book of Genesis. I talk about shame, blame, and pain. Shame occurred. They covered themselves. Blame occurred. He blamed Eve. Come on, Adam. Hello. He blamed Eve. And then, of course, pain in childbirth, pain in work. We see the consequences. What happened? That happened spiritually, a division between us and God, which Jesus fulfilled. We see it in the New Testament. We see him coming. Before then, you had to have the sacrificial lamb. He became the sacrificial lamb for us. I'm giving you the overview of the theology of the scripture and the reality that Jesus died on the cross, the Lamb of God for you and me, the sacrifice. As a result, we can have eternal life. But in our own lives, there was a shattering of our head, heart, and hand. Our thinking got distorted. That's why Paul talks a lot about taking captive every thought out of obedience to Christ. Whatever is right and pure and admirable, think on such things. Philippians 4, Ephesians chapter 4, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. See? It goes on to talk about our hands and our heart. Be angry, but do not sin. Have emotions, but don't allow it to lead to sin. Be active with your hands, it says there in Ephesians 4. So we see that our head, heart, and hand were damaged when it came to sin in the book of Genesis. And so here we are today. You know, we got people with big heads and small hearts. And Satan loves to use and manipulate these things for his benefit in damaging relationships. This happens in marriage. It happens with your kids. It happens in work. Happens in all relationships. She doesn't understand. He doesn't care. They work too hard. They're not thinking straight. And we go to the negative in the other person because we don't understand that that's the way God has wired them, even though that wiring might be out of balance. And so the core here, the purpose of this half hour is to help us see that God's intention for our head, heart, and hand is that we grow in every area. I'm a head person. My wife, Donna, didn't see me cry until my dad's death when I was in my 40s. Because it's not my heart. I don't tend to process things first and foremost emotionally. I've had to grow into that area. I've had to grow to become more sensitive to the emotional part of my life and life around me. To not see something. We see something, just what's been on TV in the last 24 hours, the tragedies in America going on today, the violence, the hatred. It's easy for me as a head person to get frustrated and say, do these three things, we could solve this problem. And miss the fact that there are people hurting, desperately hurting today. Come on now, you know what I'm talking about. And there's some that can be feeling this pain and frustrated that maybe not thinking about what are some things that we can do to make a difference. Or we overreact, you know, with our hand. We'd go and do things instead of really seeking God and saying, Lord, what should my thinking be like? Because thinking is going to drive my heart and my heart's going to drive my hands. Because if you don't have a heart, your hands will get weary after a while. If you don't have the passion of why you're doing what you're doing, if you don't have the heart behind it, pretty soon the head isn't enough. And so it is a balance of the head, heart, and hand that God's intention is for you and for me to grow in our lives. And so I say to those of us who are primarily head people driving down the road today, hey, get a heart. Maybe even get a hand. You know, saying, hey, I'm going to get a heart and then move and actually see some things get done. If you're just a hand person, you're just about getting things done. Hey, maybe you need to stop and say, hey, I got to set some goals here. Where is this taking me? If I'm feeling weary, maybe it's because I'm not thinking some things through. I'm not praying and I'm just busy. And I'm finding if I don't do things, I don't measure up or I'm not going to be accepted. And for heart people, you know, you can be wrestling with maybe being too sensitive to everything. It's a balance. That's God's intention. All right. Before we run out of time here, let me see if I can get back to some calls. Deb, is this Deb on line four?
This is Deb in Michigan. How are you doing, Dr. Randy?
Good, Deb. Thank you.
It's been a long time since I discovered Family Life Radio and the Intentional Living on my way to Kellogg headquarters when I was working there.
Good.
And I've been through a lot since then.
Well, I'm glad you called today. How would you like to contribute to this head, heart, hand discussion today?
Well, it really hit my heart when I listened to begin with, because my husband and I are struggling with something we have for a long time. But as far as, my husband is definitely a problem solver, I had an issue just the other day where I was putting these glass flowers in the ground, and he's like, well, that one's going in crooked because of this, and you need to do this and you need to do that. Well, he didn't know that I'd already done this and that and what I needed.
Oh boy, this is convicting, Deb. Go ahead.
What I needed was a hand.
Mm.
Not advice, because I'm constantly being told how to do something. He does have some physical handicaps that have gotten progressive over the years, but I enabled that for 20 years as well.
Mm.
And I've learned that I'm a heart person primarily. I'm very empathetic, but I'm also, my job when I was going to Kellogg headquarters was as an analyst. So I have both, I have balance there. But what I wanted to say is that what it is the other caller had something in terms of communication. Communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
Listening and communicating back. This is what I hear.
Yeah.
There's a program called Retrovive that teaches you, remember, this is the person you love, and speak in I terms. You know, I feel this way, and speak your feeling, not I think you should do this or you should do that. That's what I hear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned them, blame and shame. And when we get our identity from someone else, that blame and shame can hurt even more, but the words hurt anyway. no matter whether they're true or not. And so that's what I wanted to say. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay. You got a barking dog. Needs some help there. You're absolutely right, Deb. It is ultimately coming down to understanding, being aware in the moment. And so for those of us who are head people, to slow down. Hand people as well, slow down and be more mindful. What's going on in this moment? What should I be aware of right now? What is needed in my spouse's life at this moment? Not what do I need, or please get to the bottom line. It's what do they need right now? And I would say to the heart people, who have been primarily those calling, by the way, the head person's driving down the road saying, why are we talking about this? We're right. Come on. It's just hard, people. You got to get with it here. But really understanding each other, which is powerful. Okay. I think we got time. Let's get Anna on the line here. Anna in Arizona. Hi, Anna. How are you today?
I'm great, Dr. Randy. Thank you so much for your program. I'm actually all three, hand, heart, and head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it shows God has a sense of humor. How do I deal with all three? And let me just give you a quick examples of all three. I'm almost 79 years old. My preacher daddy, when I was growing up, used to say, Anna, I never knew anybody that could laugh quicker or cry quicker or do both at the same time, which I can do. I still, if I hear one of my daddy's favorite songs Sunday at church, I'm singing and crying at the same time. Okay.
Yeah.
I owned a business for 10 years. And when you own a business, you got to get things done. You're not fooling around. You don't deal with people that fool around. So I've offended people before, both family, friends, church people, by steamrolling in. And if they're not doing it right, Anna can take over. I'm not easily offended. And I used to tell ladies in my Bible study, gals, I think it's much more important not to be easily offended than not to offend. And there are way too many church members that can't get along, and I think that must make God cry all the time.
Well,
when Christians who are supposed to be the most loving. Anyway, thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I got about a minute left, Anna. I think you're demonstrating, if you're saying your head, heart, and hand, that's really the objective. You know, not being overly sensitive to other people who are wired differently than you are, being aware of it, being able to go back to the fact that, hey, you know, I'm married to this person, he's a little more of a head person, or she's more of a head person than I think they ought to be, but I love them, but that's the way they're wired, and this is the way they're wired, and I love these people, and not allowing sensitivity to overtake. Secondly, not saying that the way I view life is always right. I think sometimes those of us who are head people, come on now, head people, I know you think this sometimes. You're married to a heart person, and you're thinking, I love them, but boy, they are so illogical. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you tap into that sensitivity of that spouse of yours, they may be aware of something that you completely missed. They may be aware of something that could damage you, your life, your family, your relationships. We are. What does the scripture say in Ecclesiastes? Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. All right, we're out of time, but not out of comments. If you have a comment, you're welcome to share it on our storyline. Tell us your story. Are you head, heart, or hand, or all three? What have you learned? What has helped you that you can share with others? Share it at 888-888-1717. We're wrapping up the show today. I want to thank Andrew. Thank you for your work, my friend. Gino has been on Facebook there. All of our Facebook friends, thank you for joining us live. If you want to share a comment with us, do so right below. I hope you'll check out our website as well at theintentionallife.com. And Stephen, our producer, thank you, Stephen. This has been fun, been very helpful. And thanks to all of you who've called to share your heart, your head, and your hand with us. I'm Dr. Randy. I hope you have a great day. Come to our website at theintentionallife.com. Check out the upcoming cruise to Alaska next month. Check out the helpful resources for your family. Check out becoming a part of the Intentional Living community. Hope you'll do that. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.